bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into hour number three, right back into your phone calls about anything you want to talk about. It is Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday, a guy called in, it's an email, a fellow from Iran who was asking about whether in a free market people could sell their kids into slavery. And I just wanted to make a comment on that. I'm going to invoke Murray Rothbard, who said that you don't own your children. What you own is the caretaker's rights, you know, the right to maintain and execute their rights until they grow into them.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
And that can be transferred to other people. And my main point was that that could solve the problem of abortion, because right now you've got these massive waiting lines for adoptions and people who are willing to be surrogate mothers, but they have to go through government qualification and all that. Now, if not only if you would just let people who wanted to adopt just adopt, but also if you could give a financial incentive to people who have children and don't want them, then that could pretty much, you know, shrink the demand for abortion down to a fringe activity.
That's a
right.
Good point.
I don't see this country reverting to slavery anytime soon. You know, people are pretty disgusted by the idea.
I wouldn't associate with anyone that was,
you know,
into that.
I you know, people are always bringing up things from the past as concerns about freedom. And I sort of understand, but I can only address things that are going on today. It seems to me ludicrous that people would want to buy children to use them as slaves. It sounds much more likely that people would want to buy children to raise them as their own. Americans are spending $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to move a kid in from Asia.
I think it's. Yeah. I think, Dan, you make a great suggestion that actually allowing people to have a baby and then sell it, not into slavery, but just sell the baby, would be a great way to reduce the abortion thing. And therefore, I mean, what would you choose if you were a young mother? Would you choose to go through with the having the baby and then maybe get a $10,000 or $20,000 cash payment or whatever the amount would be? Or would you rather pay to have the baby aborted? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer at that point.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm morally opposed to abortion because, as I said before, I'm a Christian. But,
same here. I'm not a Christian, but I am morally opposed to abortion.
Right. But the whole thing is that the issue can just be completely wiped out almost. In addition, you know, once we get the FDA off our backs, we might be able to get the medical technology to transplant a fertilized embryo into a surrogate mother's womb. And then if somebody still goes out and has an abortion, you know, the question of ostracism, that'll just be an easy issue. You know, who's going to want to hang out with somebody who's going to kill their kid when they can do all these things to save its life?
Right, and as long as we allow people to financially incentivize the people that have, you know, the women that have these children in their wombs to, you know, allow them to be transplanted, then it really is going to solve that problem.
Interesting points, Dan. Any other thoughts?
I wanted to say something back to your couple previous callers. First of all, you know, they were talking about, well, oh, sure, you know, the guy was disobeying a bad law, but it's still the law. Well, one of the things that I believe it was John Locke on whom the founding fathers based their legal philosophy said, lex malus, lex nullus, a bad law is not a law. You know, law protects people's property, and his property rights were certainly violated by having his money confiscated by the
Absolutely.
Government.
Absolutely. He did not hurt anybody. He worked hard for 11 years. We're talking about a Guatemalan immigrant who busted his butt washing dishes and then had his entire life savings of $59,000 stolen from him at gunpoint by the bureaucrats.
Just they probably didn't even have a gun.
Yeah.
Well, they had guns nearby, I'm sure.
They'll always be willing to use them.
Yeah.
And besides that, I assume the guy's a conservative, but wouldn't the consistent conservative position be that any dollar that's not in the hands of the government be a good dollar?
That's a great point.
That's what I thought when I was, still considered myself a conservative. I don't know where these guys are coming from.
I'm with you there. Thanks, dude. Appreciate hearing from you, Dan. 800-259-9231.
The anti-immigration sort of sentiment spans political parties.
It's just hate.
80% of Americans, well, and to some extent it's misunderstanding, too.
And fear.
you know, and they don't understand the economics of it. They don't understand that immigrants bring more to the country than they take from it in welfare, which is always a concern. I don't believe in welfare. Don't think we should have welfare. Don't think immigrants should get welfare.
A lot of them don't take it either.
Right. Absolutely. Immigrants buy food. They live in houses. They, in many cases, drive cars. Mm-hmm. They consume things. And we Americans don't seem to have any problem with them buying that stuff. But God knows if they got a penny from the Social Security Administration, they're a bunch of terrible people.
And you know, I have uninsured motorist coverage on my car. If one of them hit me, I'm going to be insured.
But of course,
what's the problem?
The point is there that they drive up insurance rates. And yeah, but if they were here, if they were allowed to be here legally, they wouldn't run away from the scene of the crime like they do.
They could buy insurance legally too at that point, right?
You know, the other thing is because they fear being pulled over, they actually drive pretty carefully. You don't see many accidents with so-called illegal immigrants.
Yeah, you probably see them down in California just because of the sheer volume of them at that point.
I bumped one once, a car. I bumped it. I just wasn't paying attention. My foot kind of, eased up on the brake a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, this is what these 5-mile-an-hour bumpers are for, is 5-mile-an-hour accidents. And there was no problem. But it was two gals in a car that, as I recall, they were maids. Maybe it was a Molly-made car or something mm-hmm. like that. And they're like, I don't see any damage. See you later.
Yep. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I went to court today for, this is ticket number 3, the very first appearance in a new gang's turf or in their courts. So this was kind of the first time I had been there, and it didn't go so well.
So tell me how it went.
Well, I went ahead. I had filed a motion yesterday to, bring a camera into the court because there's rules that say, the public should be afforded the benefit of a free press. So I just brought my camera. They actually had the two officers there working at the court. I guess they thought, me seeing them wandering around would make me nervous or something. I just kind of...
These are the officers that cut you the ticket? They wrote the ticket, you mean?
The two officers that had me on the side of the road threatening me for about 45 minutes.
Wow, okay.
You guys haven't heard this story, but basically they pulled me over on the side of a major expressway. The officer came up, refused to tell me why he stopped me. Then I asked, who are you? Let me see your police ID if you're not going to tell me why you've even stopped me.
Mm.
He said basically that if I didn't show him ID in 10 seconds, he was going to call out another car to arrest me, which he did.
Wow.
They then finally got my ID, pulled it out, and decided that it was fake. Told me to get out of the car and had me on the side of the freeway for 45 minutes while they asked a bunch of silly questions, and I just looked at them and didn't answer them.
Did they try to search you while you were on that freeway side?
I told him I don't consent to any searches, and he was like, oh, no. He kind of looked down at the ground for a minute, and then he goes, oh, wait, I don't need consent for a terry pat. And he said, okay, I'm going to terry pat you. So I think I kind of threw him off with...
So you actually preempted him. You actually said that before they even suggested that they wanted to search.
Yes. As soon as that came up, I started saying it, and he thought that, that meant no, that he couldn't pat me down, and then he remembered his training or whatever mm-hmm. and decided, oh, I don't need his consent. It's okay.
Interesting.
So it's funny to watch them struggle.
It was, yeah, it really was. So these two guys are shuffling paperwork around for the court that day and in and out. While I was sitting there, I went ahead and filmed them and smiled at them and stuff like that. So I don't think their tactic worked out too well.
Mm-hmm.
They got really nervous about the camera. I didn't stand for the judge this time, and I wasn't even the least bit nervous.
Really?
I mean, I see these people so differently now.
How do you see them now versus how you might have seen them in the past?
I mean, my experience today showed me that these courts are absolutely fraudulent. And I told the judge that. I told the lobby that with all the clerks watching. And I told them that they railroaded me into a plea that I didn't understand what was happening to
me. All right, I want you to explain more about what they did here in moments. Hang on, Sam. The adventures in legal land of our buddy Sam from the Obscured Truth Network. He had his camera on hand this time. The last few times he went down to the court, he didn't have a camera with him. This time he did, so he's got footage of all this, and we'll certainly be looking forward to seeing that, but he's going to tell us all about it here in moments. and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 26, 2008, gold, 909.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 936, 26, 461, 15 for half, 230, 58 for quarter. That's 936, 26, 461, 15, and 230, 58. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help save you money against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy to do all sorts of legal documents. They do patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off of your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
We go back to Sam in Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, a man we've had on the show a number of times. You are someone who has been studying the Mark Stevens Adventures in Legaland approach when it comes to the courtrooms of America. And in essence, what would you say? How would you explain that to a new listener tonight, Mark? Not Mark, Sam. What it is that you're doing in the courts, and why it's so important to you?
Okay, what I'm questioning is how the court, you know, just as this entity has gained all of these powers over my rights and my life. And I'm really questioning, do you have the authority to interfere in my life when I haven't harmed another person? Is there a crime if there's no victim?
You're asking a lot of questions to the court, basically, that you're allowed to ask, but most people never do. They just kind of go through the process and they take what the court says at face value. But there's a whole lot of other things that can be done, and you basically insert like a questioning phase in between the actual, even the beginning of, even before you even put in a plea, and I'm sure you'll get to tell us today about your pleading today, but you essentially go through question after question, which kind of can box the judge into a corner if he answers them in certain ways. Of course, you didn't get very many answers today from what I understand, but at the very least, it definitely slows them down, right?
A little bit, yeah, it did. Now, I had filed motions before. I told you guys I sent the same motions to all three courts. So the gloves were really off already. I had asked the question factually, what is the state? Can I get a fair trial if there's a conflict of interest? He knew exactly where I was going.
Oh, you asked those in the motions?
Ready, yes, beforehand. Now, I also filed a motion to dismiss. The clerk said that the judge, I asked what was the ruling on that, and the judge replied that there was no action required on his part. So he can just ignore my motions if he feels like it.
Yeah, all that work you put into writing these things up as a private individual, and the judge doesn't even bother to answer it.
Right. So then I go up to the bench, and I've got the audio.
I laid in a guilty plea and pay my money and get out of here.
Well, I read that
in order to do that, I have to knowingly and willfully enter the plea with full understanding of the nature and cause of the charges against me. So I have a few questions.
I have a question for you, sir. I'll be the judge.
Okay.
Turn around and stay in front. He's telling me to stand right in front of him.
We just sit at the table.
So you didn't want to follow his order, right?
No.
I don't know how well this is going to work over the air, Sam. You should probably just refine it off the air. And
He's saying basically the charge is speeding. How do you plea? And this is my response.
I have a few questions.
I didn't ask you that.
I didn't ask you that, sir. Am I required to understand the nature and cause of the proceedings against you?
Do you understand speeding?
Do you understand speeding?
I understand
the nature. On his behalf, are you entering that plea, sir?
On yours.
Okay, so you represent me in these proceedings?
All right, slow down, Sam. What's going on there? It's getting a little muddled.
Okay, so I just tried to ask my question again. He says, he's not going to answer them. How do you plea? And
right. Then let me stop you there, because he wants to move things along.
Right.
He has a certain process that he's used to putting people through. And usually when someone comes up to the front of the courtroom, they stand where the judge wants them to stand. And the judge says, how do you plea? And they believe they can only choose between two things or whatever. And they don't understand that you can have discussion before any of this begins. That you
but
as
not in this court, though. He entered a plea for me. He says, OK, I'm entering a plea of not guilty. And I said, are you representing, on whose behalf are you entering that plea? And he said, on yours. And I said, okay, I understand. So you represent me here. No, sir, I don't represent you. You're entering a plea. And I said, no, I'm not entering a plea. You are. And he then sent me off to the prosecutor in another room. He said, if you have questions, why don't you go ask the prosecutor?
It's his courtroom. He's running the courtroom. If you're asking me to enter a plea, don't I have to understand what I'm entering?
That's what he was trying to ask, but he wouldn't let him ask the questions.
And
so,
then he was micromanaging my movements. Get your elbows off the table. Stand here.
Oh,
put
geez.
Your things there. Don't sit at the table. Come up here. Leave your things back there.
How are you handling that?
What's that?
How did you handle all of that? Did you do what he wanted you to do, or what did you do?
I didn't sit at the table. I did walk up. He told me to leave my things. I brought them up, set the camera down on the side where it's, you know, it's facing the wood, but it captured the audio. I didn't stand in the center for him. I'm not interested in being his little pet to order
right.
around.
That's good.
So then in this other room, you know, about the only question the prosecutor answered was, am I entitled to a fair trial? He couldn't answer. Then some other lady came in. He was handling that. I saw the court manager, and he was telling me about the camera, and I don't think you can film here. So I explained, you know, the law about, you know, public access to public should be afforded the benefit of a free press. And, you know, I want to ensure these hearings here are fair today and that this is not a fraud.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed they let you bring that camera into the court.
Me too. You just dropped a bomb on their party, pal.
Yeah. So then, you know, the prosecutor came back. I covered the same topic with him about the camera, and he said, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to bring that camera in there. You're going to have to file a motion with the judge.
Oh, that worked real well.
Well, I told him I did yesterday. He ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was, you know, didn't really know what to do. I asked about the motions I filed for the evidence. He said I have to ask the judge, you know, for the video and audio recordings of the actual stop, all of his, you know, case, which he hadn't looked at, by the way. He goes, I said, is there an allegation of injury? He goes, I don't know. I haven't looked at your case. Do you want me to? And I said, well, yeah, I think that's pretty important. So he goes, okay, I'll go look at it and come back. Gosh, there was so much that happened today. Eventually, you know, I got into some more questions, and he said, look, I'm not trying to be abrasive. Do you have any questions that won't get me into trouble?
He said,
I'm
not trying to be abrasive?
Yeah.
And that was the judge?
The prosecutor.
No, this is the prosecutor up in the room. He didn't know how to handle my questions, and he was dodging them left and right and only answered the one about a fair hearing. He's like, well, yeah, everybody does. And then he said, you know, I don't want you to get me in trouble, and he darted out of the room.
What is he so afraid of? I mean, just what kind of political pressures is this guy under?
Yeah, none, because this guy is a private attorney. They just hire him out of the law firms in Dallas to come in and be a prosecutor.
Well, yeah, but if he's a prosecutor, he's a government bureaucrat at that point, and clearly he wants to move up the chain. He doesn't want his job to be threatened.
They hire different – they contract through the different law firms, and they're able to switch it around.
Huh. All right. There's a little more to the story, right? Because you ended up getting kicked out of the court.
Yes.
All right. I want to hear about that part. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Challenging the system. Turns out the system doesn't like that very much. It's Free Talk Live.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to another fellow Free Stater, Sam, who is still currently stuck in Texas, and Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is very concerned you're going to end up in a Texas rape room before you actually make it here to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going to go, but
you're challenging the system.
Find out.
You are going into court to fight speeding tickets, and you're using Mark Stevens' Adventures in Legal Land, something very similar to his approach, where you go in and you ask question after question that if the judge answers them, which he wasn't even answering them in your case, will box the judge into a corner he doesn't want to be in, especially if there are other people in the courtroom actually watching what's going on, the hope, of course, being that the judge will just throw your case out rather than expose other people to the ideas that you're trying to express. And so you were there today with your video camera trying to ask many of these questions. The judge didn't want to hear about it. He tried entering a plea on your behalf without your consent. You made it very clear that you were not interested in having the judge enter that plea. He then pawned you off on the prosecutor. He said you should go ask the prosecutor your questions. Prosecutor couldn't answer the questions or didn't want to answer them. And then you apparently left. I think that's where you left off in the story.
Yeah, so I sit in that room for a little while, and I'm going to use some socialist speak here. My law book is over there with all the criminal codes, so I started using it. It had a prosecutor label on it, but I don't know what that means. So I start looking up things that are going to help me, and when I finally collect all my notes and figure out my strategy going back in, I walk back and sit in the court. He, after a couple minutes, calls me up, does not allow me to even come up to the bench this time. I have to yell back and forth to him from the chairs. And he basically, I said, you know, look, I need to understand in order to plead, sir. And he basically said in no uncertain terms that, no, I don't. And I said, okay, so, you know, this court isn't bound by habeas corpus. You can just, you know, railroad people and charge them with whatever you want, and they don't have to understand it. He wasn't answering that. And
that wouldn't be a good question to answer.
He entered a plea for me, and then he called the bailiff over to escort me out. The bailiff came over, and he said, let's go. And I said, oh, now you're threatening. I turned to the bailiff and said, okay, now you're threatening me. Said, oh, no, I'm not threatening you. Said, okay, so I'm free to stay. No, sir, the judge ordered me to take you out of the courtroom. So you are threatening me. Okay, let's go. We walk out. He, outside of the court, tries to hand me the paperwork. He says, the judge says wants you to go get in line and take this piece of paper and go up to the clerks and get a court date. Because he scheduled me, scheduled me for a jury trial. I guess I don't have the option to pick a bench trial either.
Interesting.
And then, let's see, he held a piece of paper out, and I just kind of looked at it and looked at him and looked at the paper and smiled. Here. You know, he just wants me to take it, and I'm like, did the judge order me to take the paper?
No. See, isn't that part of the idea of serving something, is you get someone to actually receive what it is that you're trying to hand them?
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So by not actually taking what it was he was trying to hand you, he wasn't able to complete his task.
Yeah, and so he didn't know what to do, and I'm like, look, I don't respect your authority, only your willingness to initiate violence upon me. You've already threatened me once. And he's like, oh, I did not. And then I said, well, sir, you were going to forcibly remove me. Well, I'm following the judge's orders. And that's always these people's excuse.
Sure, sure. It was the guys operating the gas chambers at in Auschwitz. That was their excuse, too.
Right. It's their way of not having to take responsibility in their own minds for the things that they are doing.
I said, look, he entered a plea on my behalf, so apparently he represents me. I'd like to know what the hell is going on. I'm not going to accept this paperwork until you guys can answer this. This is outrageous. And he goes, okay, well, I'm going to go back in the court. I said, okay, I'll go with you. And he said, oh, go with me. I said, well, the judge said for me to escort you out. And I said, did he tell you to keep me out? And I was not to return. I should be able to go right back in. And he was not having that. So then the court manager, this guy I talked to earlier about the law and kind of got through to him.
Yeah, the court manager's sick of you, just so you know.
No, but I went over and I'm like, who are you? And introduced myself and talked to him and joked with him a little bit. So he comes out with a court date. So apparently they don't need you to stand in the line.
How about that?
To the teller.
Yeah.
They'll just do it for you. Here you go. And I'm like, look, I still don't understand what's happened here. Are you guys willing to explain this? Or, you know, is this court just a total fraud? And, you know, he's like, look, you can leave if you want. There's no jail time, you know. And I said, okay, so if I leave, and then you're saying there's no threat of jail. Like, oh, no,
really?
No, this court can only issue fines. What happens if I don't pay the fine? Well, then that's only because you're breaking the law for not paying the fine. Don't you think it's the same thing?
Yeah, it absolutely is the same thing.
So he told me, you know, look, the judge says you need to get a lawyer. And I said, you know, look, I had questions about that, and the judge wouldn't answer my questions about getting a lawyer. And he says, well, he doesn't represent you. And I said, well, yes, he does. He entered a plea for me. So, well, it's the law. And I said, no, the law says I have to understand what's happening here before I enter a plea. And he said, no, I don't. The guy was just stunned at that.
Well, they can apparently just make up the law, see? They are the law, Sam. You don't get it, do you?
Well, probably not. I'm just hard-headed, I guess. So he looks at me, and, I mean, his face was, like, breaking. I could tell I was getting through to him. And I said, you see it, don't
you?
And he goes, look, I just want you to sign your paperwork. I said, it's not my paperwork, it's yours.
He goes, awesome. Well, I guess we're through here then.
So you didn't sign anything the entire time you were there?
No, he said they're going to mail it to me. So and then the four court clerks had like gathered around because they saw this whole conversation.
Sure, it's not like they're doing anything else.
I mean, they were just frozen in time. One lady holding her folder, the other lady holding her mouth open. And I turned to them and smiled and said, "It's not fun when you do business at gunpoint, is it?" And then I hit the door.
Yeah, it probably went over their heads. I doubt they realized what that meant. But so what's next now? You're waiting on this paperwork to determine a trial date. Do you have any idea where you're going to go next? Because you still have to ask your questions. You still haven't been able to ask your questions yet.
I'm still trying to absorb just what's happened. I mean, this is – so my biggest concern is to get this video, put it on YouTube so people can see what a fraud this is.
Absolutely.
You know, this is just – this. You're entitled to a fair trial. Unless you ask questions that we can't answer and we'll get your case dismissed, then we're going to throw all that out the window, railroad you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Really is a perfect evidence of what Mark Stevens has said at AdventuresInLegalLand.com, and that is that the court system is nothing more than a public relations ploy to cover up men and women doing business at the point of a gun.
You got it. I mean, it's so true. That's exactly what I found, and it only took a couple pages of questions to throw the covers off and, you know, see this is exactly how it works. This is what it's really all about right here, folks. Sit up and pay attention. If you think these courts are fair and just and you're getting anything like justice, think again.
Yeah, it's a big joke. Hey, Sam, let us know when that video goes online so we can point our listeners to it, okay?
Will do.
Thanks for the story tonight, and good luck with your continued adventures in legal land down there. And looking forward to having you up here. So don't get locked in a jail cell if you can avoid it at this point.
It's just a traffic ticket.
Not paying their fine.
He's not going to pay the fine, Mark. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I doubt New Hampshire would extradite him over a unpaid fine. Like, if he didn't pay the fine and moved up here, you think he'd be okay?
I wouldn't choose to speculate on that.
I think they'll be happy to get rid of him.
Yeah, I would think so. More on the way. Your calls, if you make them, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your calls if you make them now at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their websites. Ours is free, and that's a good deal. And if that's a really good deal and you really enjoy what we're doing on the show, then you can help support Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com and ponying up $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it makes a big difference for us. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program, and more. Go and get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks to sweeten the deal, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, John is on the line in Missouri. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John in Missouri, going once.
Hey, 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 John. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, what's on my mind is, I'm a total believer in the Constitution, which obviously has been ratified and continues to try to be changed. But I do have to question, you know, living near St. Louis, that, should 9mm handguns be allowed? A shotgun, a rifle, you know, to do some hunting. I totally think that's part of our Constitution, but, you know, there's just been so much, you know, in St. Louis especially.
St. Louis is a high crime area? St. Louis is a high crime area? Before you go on.
In the United States.
St. Louis is a high crime area? Is that what your concern is?
It's a very high crime rate.
Great. Don't you think,
And before you go on,
don't you think I should...
hunting, that you're gonna hear a handgun.
So if you're in downtown St. Louis and someone decides to rob you at gunpoint, do you think it's best to pick up your cell phone and call 911 and wait for the cops to come get you? Or do you think it's best to be armed?
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah. Is that that's
my
a tough
answer
choice?
Would be easy.
What?
Let's just get rid of 9mm handguns.
What kind of a world are you living in, John? I mean, you think you could just get rid of 9mm handguns?
You can't pass a law and
they
can go away.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm living in an idealistic environment.
Right. If we could destroy all the guns tomorrow in one fell swoop, perhaps you might be in a safer world. Not that I think that a safer world is necessarily a better world. I think the tyranny, tyranny is going to happen if people aren't armed.
Then you have to answer my question.
All right.
What do we do? because we can't continue to have people drive-by shootings, you know.
Well, drive-by shootings are usually gang-related.
And giving guns.
John, you know? Drive-by shootings.
It's the worst of both worlds.
John, drive-by shootings are generally gang-related, and gangs generally traffic in prohibited products like drugs, so re-legalizing drugs would go a long way to ending drive-by shootings. As far as gun crime is concerned, I mean, the facts are the facts, my friend. The areas of the country with the least gun laws and gun restrictions are the safest places to live. So I like being here in New Hampshire, where pretty much anybody can carry a gun if they want to. And that's why it's so safe. It's one of the main reasons why it's so safe around here. So guns, I think, are a very good thing to have in society. Your thoughts?
Well, St. Louis has become very, very, very difficult. I mean, there the crime rate is just through the roof.
Mm-hmm. No, you said that, but you know, here's the problem with all this. Don't you believe that if you're a law-abiding citizen, that if you were allowed to, if you're allowed to hold a handgun, and whether it be concealed or open carry, that that would deter someone from trying to attack you or rob you?
Well,
why don't you put yourself, while you think about it, put yourself in the position of a criminal. Try to imagine what it would be like to be, you know, a professional thug. And you want to go in, for instance, maybe break and enter into some people's houses. Would you rather break and enter into a house that you knew for a fact no one was armed? Or would you rather break into a house where you didn't know anything at all about the occupants and there was a chance that there might be some people with guns in there? What's your choice as a criminal? Go ahead and put yourself into their shoes.
I'm totally agreeing with you.
Good deal. Thanks for the call tonight, John. 800-259... Yeah, thank you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's you know, there's not even anything to think about there. Obviously, the fact that the victim could be armed is a deterrent to crime. Go and talk to some professional criminals. Mark, you spent 9 years of your life living next to these guys. I mean, do you think that knowing their victims might be armed would be a deterrent for them?
I think that's true for anyone. Absolutely true. I met very few people that... I met one thrill-seeking guy that liked to do midnight burglaries with people who were in the house.
Mm.
He just liked to sneak around the house while people were there.
Yeah.
He also claimed...
He didn't want to get caught, necessarily.
He claimed to have ditched the cops in a car race, car chase, twice. I kind of wonder what he's, whether he says, but he had that gleam in his eye like he really believed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got no reason to disbelieve him. I just disbelieve him because it's some fantastic stories. But other than that, no. People want to rob and get away with it so they can pay for their crack habit.
You know, I was in Los Angeles when the driveway shootings became a big problem, and if you think for a minute these gang members had registered firearms, you know, it's crazy. Because the caller did mention drive-by shootings.
Yeah, like they went down to the nearest gun store to buy their guns there. No, it doesn't work that way. They know people in the underground who have guns that don't have serial numbers attached to them, and they buy them that way. And they will continue to buy them that way, even if they ban 9mm or they ban whatever it is they're going to ban. It will never keep guns out of the hands of the people that want them. It won't keep them out of the hands of the gangsters, and it won't keep them out of my hands either. Let's continue with Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, thanks. Taking my call there.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, about illegal immigration. You know, I was railroaded in the U.S. and I addressed the court. I filed appeals, and I absolutely got nowhere. The judge didn't want to hear the arguments. They didn't want to hear the evidence. So I came to Canada and renounced my U.S. citizenship because I just got sick and tired of the hypocrisy and the lies and the double standards and the, you know. I like what Sam is doing, you know, and, I've been confrontational with the immigration judges up here in Canada, and basically I've been kicked out of the courtroom a few times, and I'm trying to get all my transcripts to have them put them on the internet, on my website, on my freecarl.com website. And I believe in standing up to these people. I mean, they're in the wrong, and, you know, I also, support what Pedro, you know, what happened to him was wrong, even though he might have been in the country illegally, you know. That doesn't justify the government, you know, taking all his money, you know.
Absolutely not.
And, you know, I think this is fascism. You know, the government
shouldn't do what it does, you know?
It shouldn't, and we do need to stand up, and we do need to just say no to their diktats and their demands. And you know what I recommend? I know you've got internet access where you are, Carl. You might want to go to adventuresinlegalland.com and read up on what Mark Stevens has to say over there. He's got some great YouTube videos as well that might really help you out in dealing with the judges there. And thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. That is the number. Because the more people that do things like Sam, what Sam is doing, if, for instance, if everybody that was charged with a speeding ticket or marijuana possession or drinking underage, whatever the nonsense consensual crime charge would be, if everybody took that to court and used Sam's process, what would they do? What would they do if everybody went in there and just had 18 pages of questions they wanted to ask before the actual plea portion of the whole proceedings? They wouldn't be able to even operate their courts anymore. They
wouldn't seem like it to me.
Right. They would have to just say, sorry, you can't ask any questions, guilty. You know, you're done. I mean, they would completely lose their aura of legitimacy if people did that. And that's what we're on the brink of here. I mean, when Sam comes up here to New Hampshire, he's going to be teaching other people how to do what he does. We're also going to see people just questioning the system itself. You know, did I consent to be ruled by you? If government is by the consent of the governed, if that's how it was formed.
That's what it says in the Constitution.
In New Hampshire's Constitution, it definitely says that. It's the first darn paragraph in New Hampshire's Constitution. And it makes sense, right? Governments didn't come first. People came first, and then they made these things called governments because they thought it would be a good thing. Turns out they were wrong. So we're going to find out what happens when people say, you know, I'm done consenting. I'm no longer consenting to your government. Now what are you going to do? And it's not just going to be me. It's going to be more than me. It's going to be a bunch of people. Maybe only a handful at first, but as people start to see that, hey, what are those guys doing over there? They're living free and they're getting away with it? Maybe I should look into that too. Could spread like wildfire. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.